Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passionate World Talk Radio Network, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. And on today's episode, A Scam Damnation, one of my hosts, Betsy Sloan, received this scam letter and she brought it to my attention. So I thought I would bring it to your attention as well. She received it last week and immediately realized what it was. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share it with you. So if you receive something similar like this, you will also know immediately that it's a scam and that you should either get rid of it or forward it on to me at pwrnetworkllc@gmail.com. And with your permission, I will feature it on Scam Damnation to show other listeners how information from us at Passionate World Talk Radio is making a difference by encouraging our listeners to turn in those people they know are trying to scam them to get their personal and financial information the easy way. Let us begin. She received the letter from an Andrew Weil on June 19th, which is a Thursday, and the subject was international collaboration, and it was sent to her, Betsy, and the letter went on to say, "Dear Miss Elizabeth, thank you for your response. I hope that this message finds you well. My name is Andrew Wild, and I am the CEO of HSBC Bank France, Chief Executive Officer, HSBC Continental Europe, overseeing the bank's operations across Europe regions, including France. I apologize for any inconvenience caused by this unexpected contact. Without further delay, I would like to proceed with the details of the proposal mentioned in my introductory email. I respectfully request that you maintain the confidentiality of this email and uphold the integrity of the information shared. I have contacted you privately, and no one else is aware of this communication. Therefore, I have chosen to communicate with you strictly via our private email. I am the personal accountant to the late Mr. Robert Wurzel, a foreign contractor with Royal Dutch Shell, who had an investment account with my bank. Unfortunately, he and his family tragically passed away in France during a sabbatical in the summer of 2017. May their souls rest in peace. He died without leaving a will. Several efforts were made to find his extended family through his embassy, but they were unsuccessful. Last week, I received a notice requiring the provision of a next of kin for my late client as his personal accountant, or the account risks being transferred to the government, escheat, ESCHEAT, which ES cheat CHEAT, within 14 days. I am reaching out to you to assist in repatriating REPATRIATING, which means to help you get the funds left behind by my late client. This claim will be executed without breaching any French laws, and success is guaranteed if we cooperate. The bank will release the account to you based on my recommendation as the next of kin. I am a man of integrity and value honesty. I expect the same from you. The amount involved is 9,400,000 euro, 9,400,000 euro. I propose we share the proceeds 50-50, which I believe is fair. I will provide you with all the necessary information about this deal upon your response. I am contacting you because you share the same surname last name as my late client. I anticipate your cooperation. Please treat this proposal with utmost confidentiality and urgency for 100% success. Do not take undue advantage of the trust I have placed in you. My position as the CEO of HSBC Bank Franks guarantees the successful execution of this transaction. If you are willing to proceed, please indicate your interest. Rest assured that this transaction will be profitable for both of us. For more information about me, please visit my biography at Andrew Wild. A quick response from you will be highly appreciated. Thank you in advance for considering this proposal. I await your urgent response to provide you with more information about this opportunity. Best regards, Andrew C. Wild, Chief Executive Officer, HSBC Continental Europe, Paris. This email message is for the sole use of the intended recipient and may contain information that is confidential, proprietary, or privileged. Any unauthorized review, use, distribution, copying, or disclosure is strictly prohibited. If you're not the intended recipient or the employee or agent responsible for delivering it to the intended recipient, please notify the sender of delivery error by replying to this message and then delete it from your system. Receipt by anyone other than the intended recipient is not a waiver of confidentiality or privilege. And then Betsy wrote back and said, "Hello, Andrew Trace Charles Weil. I am no longer active on Alignable. Thank you for contacting with me. What is the attendant cooperation? I would like to know more. Here is a link to my host page so you can read about me and listen to how I interview. Best regards." And the original one was, "Hello, my name is Andrew Charles Weil. Your contact email is gotten from Alignable. I would love to discuss a project with you that I'm certain will suit your interests." Now, you're probably wondering, well, what's wrong with that? Well, first of all, if he's an ethical CEO, he is not going to lie to his bank, if it really is a bank, that he knows or is the next of kin to this person who died, if he really died or the whole thing was made up. You don't split something 50-50. All these red flags are up. And no, Betsy should not have contacted him in the least. However, these things happen and you have to be aware of it. And unlike Betsy, you need to contact the FBI, your police, the attorney general, to let them know that somebody's trying to swindle a bank out of $4 million. That does not belong to him. Because this is a scam, ladies and gentlemen. So be forewarned. It can be happened to you. Scammers are lazy, and like bears, they'll take a developed path to get at their marks, you. So pay attention. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon on Scam Damnation and Betsy Sloan's Scam Letter. If you have any doubts, Betsy leaves her email right online and you may contact her and ask her about it. However, I'm telling you right now, it's a phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G scam. So be forewarned. This program is sponsored by Ruby.ai. Go over to AIwithLillian.com. They'll take you over to Ruby.ai. You can read the testimonials. You can see a complete demonstration of the app Ruby, and then sign up for a subscription, a monthly subscription. And this program is also sponsored by Conscious Research Solutions. Check us out at PassionWorldTalkRadio.com/research made simple. And you can read all the pain points. Excuse me, Research Made Simple blog. Don't forget the blog. Very important. And you can read all the pain points that one experiences when doing research, especially if you don't know how or you don't know how to ask the right questions, because it'll still leave you with not getting any of that information you wanted in the first place. Sign up for a free 15-minute consultation, and we will discuss with you how to get and kill the beast called research. And if you always want to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, then you want to help keep PassionWorldTalkRadio.com/donation on the air, a woman-owned, woman-run internet talk radio station. Thank you very much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your week.